Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Namaste, beloved one, and welcome to Soul Mirrors. Hey, what is your life reflecting right now? I know what my life is reflecting, and that's the blessing of being with you and being here in this moment. And I want to welcome you from wherever you are tuning in. Thank you for supporting the blessing of this moment on this planet, in this timeline, right now. Let's breathe that one in, because it's a really big moment, isn't it? And my experience in these big moments keeps getting bigger. And I know that yours is too. Everything that you're experiencing, everything that's coming in around you. And here we are a breath away from a new moon up-level event tomorrow, already in the experience of it, already in the energy. And what are you creating? What is up-leveling in your life? Because remember, this is neutral energy. So everything is going to up-level. The question is, are you consciously commanding it through your mastery? And that's what tonight is all about, how to consciously command it, how to call in the law of instantaneous manifestation, and how to bring and harvest all that energy into every aspect of your life. And that's why I'm wearing my yes shirt. See this? Look. Yes, right? Because it's a yes moment. It's that moment where we say yes to ourselves. And so first and foremost, I see that these phone banks are filling up. And forgive me, guys, over there at Oneness Talk Radio, bad Kira, I forgot to get you guys all started, although you're jumping in without me. So I'm going to go ahead. That conference is now officially started. So you can give us a call over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. Again, that's 517-208-1500. And of course, hopping in over here at bbsradio.com, where you get to speak with our producer, Don, and he'll get you all hooked up to be on the show. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. To all of you over at YouTube, Official Sri Akira and Oneness Talk Radio. I believe my beloved husband is on the other side of my studio wall here, having fun chatting with you. So welcome, welcome, welcome. And tonight, as this show progresses, as this energy builds, as we move through what's happening on the planet right now, you are in for a treat, because my co-host is none other than Dr. Tranquility herself, a rockin' amazing woman that I am so excited to know and call a dear friend of mine. And I am excited to bring her on the air tonight, guys. You and I and Dr. Satori are going to blow your mind. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? Is to say yes to the ever-expanding consciousness, to break free of those limitations, to let our ego relax even more. And tonight, I'm actually starting out, I want to read a letter. This letter came in this morning. And you guys know you can always send me an email to guest@sriankiraradio.com. That's where you can send all of your questions that you might want to see on the show one day. All of those questions, guest@sriankiraradio.com. And this one was forwarded to me, and I read it, and my heart sang. And it really felt that with everything that was happening right now in this up-level moment of the illuminated new moon, of this moment of really being consciously aware, and I'm going to slide my chair, of staying in the zero point. So remember, this is that discus of Vishnu that opened up on the Lionsgate 8-8 when that 33rd dimensional chalice came in and activated us in a greater way. And then what happened was we all called forward that discus. And those of you that are part of the WWA Global, thank you for helping the whole planet and that in that moment. So this is that zero point of creation right there. You are in the center of that Taurus. You are in that energy that is pumping in. And these are your angel wings. What are angel wings? They are our multidimensional portal. They are the conduit that allow us to remember who we are. And I also want to put out a big bow to all of you who are part of Monday Magic wow. And that's where this letter came from. It happened after last night's Monday Magic. We're all still floating, aren't we? And if you don't know what Monday Magic is, please join us. It's where we really get together and kind of do the work. You know, we come together as community and we do the work. And it's a donation. All donations welcome, as little as a dollar. 100% of it goes to our Indigenous outreach program. So Come see what the magic is all about every Monday Magic when we come together. And right now we're culminating Living in the Fifth Dimension series. And so bring a hand to your heart. And I want to read this amazing email that was sent today to all of us. Subject line, sharing of the decoding after Monday Magic. Namaste, most beloved Sri and Kira. Thank you for offering the gift of profound connection, upliftment, and true, pure empowerment to all of us through Monday Magic. This is true magic evolves when the world around you starts shifting, the old memories coming forward, and a lot of decoding revealing itself. I am living proof and witness of that. Last week was profound. I was receiving many dreams and personal revelations, and I am truly feeling that I do need to share some of my revelations and personal aha moments with you because I think it will help others, or maybe it will just be for me. I will leave that up to you with complete trust. Well, as you guys know, I'm reading it to you right now. So let's keep breathing, right? Think about your last week. What's been going on with you? Remember, just like all of you who call in, we are all surrogates for each other. And in this moment, we're standing in our multidimensional presence, receiving this gift from our own community. And let me continue. The energy is very intense right now, and I can feel the energy of confusion and darkness trying to enter all of our minds as much as possible. Not that it will be able to succeed. It means that it is absolutely necessary and a must to stay in the personal center. Direct alignment is the key. Also, I found it necessary to determine the point of direct connection while using the mantra of self-ascension. Before that, it was okay just to say it. And now, anytime I say it, I am honestly saying it with all my heart, and I am directly connecting to the very top of the Divine Galactic Blueprint, as this is the purest crystalline energy that offers me direct connection, direct alignment, and as a result, complete protection from all other energies. Now, she goes on to talk about how all of this comes together and the creation portal pendant. And if you don't know what the creation portal pendant is, go to mallasforascension.com because she talks about how the sincerity, love, and presence of the miracles is the triangle. And then the square is the mantra of self-ascension. And that's absolutely correct. And so she goes on and talks about that. And at the end, she talks about this. The magical power combination of multidimensional aspects of love, sincerity, and presence with the mantra of self-ascension within the creation portal offers the direct connection to source and the open communication with the source as a result. And she just says, she was talking also about a little bit more about the 12-pointed pendulum and the 12 soul mirrors and how it's all coming together. And she ends it with, thank you so much for letting me share. I was trying to hold it all to myself, but I felt the need to share. And I am truly looking forward to next Monday's magic. Much love, Masha. And for those of you that don't know Masha, Masha does an amazing show over at Oneness Talk Radio. And I encourage you to learn about her over at Oneness Talk Radio. Just under the host, look for Masha Sigurdsson. And she's the show that we also have that also plays in Russian. And the reason I felt so compelled to share that letter with you right now is this. Are you seeing the miracles that are appearing in your life right now? Or are you missing them? Because they are happening. Are you paying attention? Are you listening to your guidance? Are you really saying yes? What's the magic word? Yes. Are you really saying yes? And this isn't about saying yes to the outside world. I'm talking about to you, right now to you. What do you look like? What is the dream you've always carried? What is the mission that you know you're here to accomplish? What is the vision that you have always seen that maybe hasn't quite gone where it's supposed to go yet? Because it is going there right now. This is the moment. This is the week. This is the energy of saying yes. And I want to share what happened here on Sunday. And again, we talked about this a little bit before Sunday's show, but I want to start by sharing with you that we were guided very clearly to go all the way up to the top of the mountain. And so this share that I'm showing you right now, this is, if you see what I call my Kedarnath Mountain there behind me, I was trying to make this bigger, but I'm having a hard time pulling it. So forgive me, guys. I guess that's big enough. If you look at this, this is me and Alessandro and his beloved wife, Adriana. And you see the hats that they're wearing. Alessandro and Adriana live at Chobshi. They have been working with the Taita there and working with the Chobshi energy. So for those of you that have been tracking this, there is the Ingapirka Temple, which is about 45 minutes from here in one direction, which is the only cosmic egg temple in the entire South American Incan world, pre-Incan world. And it is a cosmic egg of creation. It was the only goddess temple. And so we've had all the revelations coming in with that, in with this year. And then Alessandra and Adriana, who you just saw in that photo with me at the top of our mountain here, they were called to Chobshi. They didn't know why. They showed up there. And for those of you that have been tracking, you know, we had the big revelation of the cave, and then we went down there into the master's chambers, and everything that we've been tracking with there has led to what I just showed you, which is we were back up at the revelation of the lost city of the ancients and how the ancient grandmothers are talking about it and everything that's coming together. Well, when we went up on Sunday, I want to screen share because this is about saying yes to the miracles. I mentioned at the very end of our show on Sunday that we found yet another relic. And this one, there we go. This one I can make bigger, and I'm really glad I can do that. You see the alligator head. And so we had found a lion's head just last week that we're still clearing. And I'll just show you, if you can see, here's the nose, and you see the one big eye here and the way that the bridge of the head is. And if I bring it in a little bit more, you can start seeing the alligator skin and the way it's all carved in. We're now learning that this ancient temple that we're revealing is around 15,000 years old, and it is this miracle unfolding before us. If Sri and I would have ever told you that we wound up here in Ecuador so that we could literally become archaeologists and uncover a lost city of light in real time, that I now have people coming to me telling me about how there's been these fables about the lost city, and found out recently that the people we purchased this property from had tried to destroy what's going on up there, which is why they never found any of it, because they had been told that there was gold up there. And what I'm sharing with you is we have found that gold. We have found a tangible connection to our ancient cosmic heritage that cannot be denied. And we are blessed as a community that we are able to protect it and keep it safe. That's the miracle that's unfolding in front of us right now. And it's blowing our mind. And the next miracle I want to share with all of you, and then you're going to have to tune into Sunday, Sri and Kira Live, for me to show you film, is that we funded the COVID-19 project. And so I just wanted to thank all of you for your kindness and your donations, all of you that are part of Monday Magic, all of you that have contributed to our Indigenous programs, Dr. Lorena's Humanitarian Aid Project. It was her vision that we would buy these iPads for the intensive care units at the public hospital so that these beautiful people who are laying in rooms without any contact to their family at all, some of them dying without ever being able to say goodbye, the doctors are now going to be able to, through WhatsApp, communicate with their families. And we're going to be able to see each other. And so Dr. Lorena, just before this show came on tonight, so I feel that you're all part of that, let us know that the press conference has been set for Friday at 2:30, where the media will be there. Sri and I will be presenting these iPads on behalf of all of you. And we will be getting all as much video and as much information and things as we can. Sri and I are going to be in that. We are walking into those wards. We will be there. And so we just want to share a thank you for all of you for saying yes, for saying, okay, We can do this. You have, imagine dying and never being able to say goodbye to your family. Some of these people have been there for weeks. Imagine the blessing of your family being able to see you and you being able to see them. You made that miracle happen right now. And we're getting as much press there as we can, and help us get the word out so that we can fund other hospitals, so that we can help more Indigenous groups, so that we can keep supplying more food, so that we can keep distributing more of our resources, because together we are better. And this brings me to tonight's guest. I was very, very blessed recently to be invited to be part of a Power Woman Forum, and it was facilitated and put together, and I pray I am using the words correctly, and when we get her on here, we'll get her to correct me. And so what is so beautiful is that this forum is a women's forum for women, especially for women that have been abused through sex trafficking, have been in bad situations. And so what this is doing is, and I want to bring as much attention to this as I can and invite you all to support this as much as you can, is that beautiful Dr. Tranquility Lydia has brought together all of these amazing women with all of these amazing talents and abilities. And we have come together to share our stories, be nakedly authentic, to put the ego aside, to join hands and say, what are we saying these days, guys? We're saying yes. And say yes, that together we are better, that we do make a difference. And over the years, you guys know me, I very rarely become a vocal proponent of any one thing or any one experience. And so that when I do come forward, you know it's coming from the depth of my passionate action. And that's what my beautiful co-host brings to the scene tonight. She brings in a depth of passionate action and commitment to all that she is. And she brings that into all aspects of her life. And she's going to be bringing all of that into Oneness Talk Radio with her brand new show premiering, coincidence, tomorrow on the illuminated new moon. Oh my God, you couldn't ask for better. Dawn, can you please bring in our amazing co-host, beautiful Lydia. Hey, gorgeous.
Wow. Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Well, I'm just looking in the mirror going right on. Look at this, right? I'm just digging it so much. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're beaming to us from New York City. Is that right?
That is true.
All right. Well, hey, from the Big Apple, talk to us. How are things going? What's going on up there? And then I want to talk about so much, but let's just get a read on things. How's the energy? How's it floating for you up there?
You know, it's been interesting. It was, we went through a period that was very stagnant, and now it's starting to really flow. And as everything has picked up pace energetically, you know, it's interesting to see the changes. The restaurants are open. The shops are open. People have to dine outside still, but you can at least go, you know. And I'm also from the Hudson Valley. On weekends, I'm up there, and sometimes during the week. And it's different energy because it's been open in the Hudson Valley for a little while now. Mm. So you've been able to go and dine and, you know, shop and do all the things you want to do. But come together in community. And I think this time has given us a new insight into what community can look like and what it can be like. And Zoom has helped to facilitate a lot of the communities on the planet, I think.
I agree. So let's talk about, I really want to dive in first and foremost about the Power Woman Forum. And
yes.
About how we can support that and how people can find it. And let's just start with your passion, because it was just like my honor above honors to be on there with you.
I was so honored.
Thank you, honey. I mean, really. And I've just been like, oh my God, you guys. So talk to us. You know, how did this come together? Let's start there.
I had the idea in 2013 to bring together women. And initially, it started as just a collective coming together to share what we do and filming it and putting it out there. And I've been very blessed to know some amazing, powerful women. and they really gave of their time. And but trying to do it in a specific location became a challenge, because I thought, well, why don't we do it digitally? And that's when Zoom was just beginning. It was a few years later. We've been doing them every year. Zoom was just coming together a couple of years, about 3 years ago. And then I was able to take it global. So I have healers coming in from New Zealand, from Australia, from London, Italy, South America, Mexico. It's Canada. It's just been America, you know, all throughout America. So it's been amazing, the women that come forward. And now what we do and what we've been doing for the last few years is that we collectively come together, share our talents, answer questions that are things that every women want to know, and men, quite frankly, who love women, you know, are in touch with their feminine identity, you know.
Exactly. And that's the women. Yeah.
Yes. So we put the links out on SatoriXPR.com, Satori, the Buddhist word, meaning once you know, you know, you know.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
not going to forget a thing. And I know you know. So it's going to be up on SatoriXPR starting September 15th. So we're just finishing our roundtables, and you were such a blessing. I mean, that was such a gorgeous roundtable, and you don't know what will come. Women come coming together, it always creates wonderful power and strength. You know, together we're so strong, and this way we can help women who have been through a domestic violence situation. We put up the links for the charities so they're the most reputable. And then you go to that charity. I don't care if you give $1 or $10,000. That's not what it's about. You give what you can. And if you can't give anything, donate your time to the charity. You know, maybe there's a talent that you have that they're in need of. So we put those links out and just allow people to go to them and do that in their own time. We have no involvement with collecting monies. And the second group of people, cause, if you will, are people who have been trafficked. So there's two groups largely, but you know, it's interesting how they overlap.
Oh yeah.
Domestic violence and human trafficking. So that's what Power Women is all about. And this year I want to find out from my charities that we raised at least 15,000.
Oh, for sure. Let's just put the law of instantaneous manifestation.
Done.
Well, you know, and this is in this up level energy. And I want to talk about this, because as we're in this up, everything's up leveling. So along with the generosity of those and the heart of those that say, of course, you know, I want to assist, everything's up leveling. So it means that our call to consciousness is being up leveled, because in the neutrality of energy, where it meets our force of creation, as much as the generosity is up leveling, so is going to be the need for the charity. You know, it's all coming up together. You know, that's just the law of this experience of this universe, that it's always going to have its balance in one way or another. And so here we are right now in this profound illuminated new moon energy, in this creation energy, where the divine feminine is the energy. That is the energy. Up. That's what happened when this opened, right? It was that spin that brought that divine, open, divine energy of the feminine to wrap around this, let's just say, energy of the masculine that really has no idea what it is anymore. And so what it really is afraid. And so when the masculine gets afraid, it only has one way to go. It lashes out, or it goes deep within and is like, don't bother me. Either way, it's a collapse. And so this right now, the zero point has come in, and it's affecting us at every level. It's affecting us emotionally. It's affecting us physically. That's why I read Masha's letter. She opened it up with, I am really aware. And isn't that the gift, right? When we're aware, then we are prepared. And then we are, why would we ever be afraid? Then it can become this joy-filled celebration. We're discovering we're literally discovering temples. We're literally coming together in ways we've never come together before. We're remembering each other, right? There's that instantaneous, oh my God, I know you. Like, you know, like you and I had. There's just a crown chakra is like, duh, you know, you know, it's just that moment. And so talk to us about, you know, especially when it comes to being with other people. I'm having a lot of people asking about, well, you know, it's getting uncomfortable to be with these people, or now I'm not sure about these people. How are you suggesting people walk through this moment?
Well, in my protocol date therapy, which is the basis of the show I'll be doing with you on Oneness Talk Radio.
How exciting.
I'm excited. I'm so excited. So it's about getting centered in yourself also, because a lot of people, when they date outside in, and that's where a lot of the errors happen. When we date from the inside, we're checking ourselves, we're getting ourselves sorted, and then we bring what we have inside out, and then find a partner who resonates with us. Then that's the beautiful aspect of date therapy. So it is a mind-body protocol. Initially we do go back in time, and we will go to, you know, a childhood issue, starting with dating or with love or with self-acceptance. And we work forward from there. So generally speaking, it's about three sessions, and it's a major manifesting session, which is what makes this beautiful time that we're in so fantastic.
Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, but I do work with my people to have them be careful what you ask for, because you will surely get it, you know, right now. It will show up.
Yeah, no, it will definitely show up. And that's what this energy is all about, is that it is showing up. It's about getting outside of that illusion that it won't, or that somehow we can put our head in the sand. And, you know, I do want to just say something here this evening, my angels, that normally I wouldn't do either, but I cried this morning watching Michelle Obama speak. And I was so moved, and I don't cry often, and I don't watch the news, but I was compelled to take the time. And for me to take the time, and I watched the entire thing start to finish, I felt like my heart grew this big, because what I experienced through her extraordinary, extraordinary presence was the sincerity, love, and presence of miracle manifestation. You want to talk about the divine feminine rising up and having a voice? That voice, that delivery, whether the speech was pre-written or not, doesn't matter, because it was delivered from her heart. Yes. We as an entire world, because the world is watching, we had the rich opportunity to experience the potentiality of a true shift. And it came from a very beautiful, empowered woman. And so I wanted to just stop and interject that, because that blessing happening right now is a miracle. And even as I'm sharing with that, my whole crown chakra is tingling, because it would be challenging for anyone to take issue with what she said, regardless of where they might want to be positioned. And when we can start seeing that type of higher consciousness, that was one of the highest consciousness deliveries, which is why I watched the whole thing, that I've witnessed in a long time. Have you had the blessing of watching her whole speech yet?
I have. I watched it last night.
Oh my God. Bless you. Real time. I live in Ecuador. I couldn't get that. I had to wait for the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to go to bed, and I said, no, we're going to stay up and watch this. It's powerful. She's a powerful speaker anyway. I've, you know, seen her speaking on her book tour on Becoming, and it's one of the best-selling books in history. So she's just so amazing.
Yeah. No. Well, and what I love is that, again, the embodiment of this divine feminine. I love that this is a woman of color that has a rich in her. And, you know, the other thing I was really loving, and maybe we could touch on this for a moment, was that it was just about, maybe it was a week or 10 days ago, I don't know, but I was appreciating the blip that I saw where she had come out about her light depression and what was causing that. And this is also where we start seeing that naked authenticity. that yes. it's okay to start breaking those barriers. This is what multidimensional space is all about. And when we can start seeing this bleed over, you know, a lot of the things that are, I've just been watching that her consciousness is raising. She is raising her consciousness right now, whether she's actively conscious of it or not. And this is the one thing that the ascended masters always share, which is you will be known by your energy field and your actions, not your words. Mm-hmm. You can't fake your way through ascension. You can't fake your way through spiritual evolution. And so right now, as everything is up-leveling, those that are carrying that honest to goodness, remember, what's the miracle formula? Sincerity plus love plus presence. Those that are carrying that, which is that foundation of the creation portal that Masha was talking about, are going to be what? Illuminating, because we are in the center of the Taurus, holding that zero point. And so I cried. It brought me to tears. I couldn't stop crying. I think I had mascara running down my face for half the day because I was so moved that we are making a difference. All yeah. of us, all the ones all that go crazy, all the ones that we, because we are able to hold it in this dimension, that is proof positive of the up level, proof positive of that bleed over, that this really is having an impact, that we are doing it. And here's what's really important. And I want to ask you about this too. We are in a moment where spiritual fatigue is taking over a lot of people. And this is because you're carrying your spirituality like this instead of just living it when it's like really fun and illuminating. And so in this moment of that, in this moment of up level, there's also just as many people being this way that can't, that it's like, I can't do it anymore, you know, yeah. over, done with. So how would you interchange with all of that? How is that hitting you as you're hearing all of that?
I just think what's important is what I'm noticing from people is there is a lot of spiritual fatigue because they're trying to carry it as a separate entity rather than bathing in it,
bingo.
You know, and sort of walking with it.
Yeah.
And I think not being able to date new people and having to this, you were saying it so eloquently earlier, but it's just a moment of truth. Right. Where, you know, there's no longer the dating ad or the dating app. I mean, there still are, but people are meeting online and now you can watch body language and you know what they look like.
Right. Because Don, so, we met online, but that was in 2002.
Yes. Well, you are both very upfront and open.
True.
There are people in the dating community who are not really that way. And, you know, there's some shadiness that goes on within it. So if you're able to have a boundary, it just makes it easier for the shadier types to operate. Well, having to go on Zoom and on video dating, you've taken that out of the loop. You know, if I were to say I'm 19 and then you look at me, you know, I'm not 19.
No,
you know, maybe in my spirit.
Early 20s.
Bless you. You've made my night.
Woo-hoo!
I'll carry that with me into the show tomorrow. But, you know, and so I think it really has helped people to have a more open heart.
Yeah. Well, exactly. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just excited when I hear open heart.
We do. We have a more open heart. We're resonating more with people. And when you see another human being, you're joyous because you may not have seen one in a while. You know,
exactly.
People forget that a lot of the people, especially who live in New York, a lot of those windows you're seeing have a single human being in them. And they haven't
really that's a lot of windows.
Yeah. And they haven't really interacted with people like they used to, you know. So we do have to watch it, though, because sometimes people are taking it a bit for granted. And
well, I'm going to jump in and say, let's not take our callers for granted. Why don't we bring some
up?
You want to do that? Let's bring in some of them. So we've got callers sitting on all the call boards. I'm going to give you guys the numbers again. I think there's still a couple open lines over at the 800 number. 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. over at Oneness Talk Radio, which is where I'm jumping right now, 517-208-1500. And I am over here at Oneness Talk Radio call board. And we have so many people holding. We have a unknown wireless caller. Let's start with the mystical. All right, let's go to our unknown wireless caller. Welcome to the show. Namaste.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, sweetheart. Hi. Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and say thank you, and we're going to move on, and we're going to go to Las Vegas. Hey, Las Vegas. Namaste. Welcome, Las Vegas.
Hey there, Kira. How's it going?
Well, it's going awesome because you're here. We are so happy you made it.
Yes.
Hey.
It's been such a little, it feels like such a long time since I spoke with you, but really it's probably just been about 4 months since I've called in.
Well, it feels like forever.
It's so good to hear you.
Yeah, you too.
And I just tuned into the show, so I'm not quite sure what's going on, but I know I feel the energy. I feel like the blockages too, and I could just really use a mini soul reading today.
I love you so much.
For myself and for the collective.
I see it. I see it. And so just first and foremost, my angel, hands to heart. Hands to heart. Yeah, just really breathing. And as you were sharing, and I want you, if it's safe to close your eyes, I want you to do that. But as you were sharing, I saw you, and it was almost like you were almost like in a corner hiding. And you're just kind of like looking out at the world, and you're just kind of leaning against this corner. And it's almost like you're kind of like what we were just talking about, fatigued. And you're like, okay, just let me breathe again. Just let me expand again. Just let me remember again. And my angel, honey, you got through. Number one, you know what getting on the show is. It's a miracle in and of itself. So that's the first thing I want you to do is breathe that in. Right? And the second thing I want you to breathe in and remember is your third chakra loves you. And so does your second. But your first chakra is saying, hey, are you ready to really love me too? And I'm watching as those three chakras are unifying and coming right up to your ascended heart. And I want you to just be right there. Be right there right now. Just be right there right now. And I'm feeling this beautiful energy coming in through your heart. And it's like you're not coming up out of that corner. You're like lifting up, like an angel being lifted. And as you're lifting, you're remembering you have wings and you're starting to look up and you're remembering that which you were and are ready to be again. Angel, it's your moment. This is not an accident. Yeah, really breathe that in, sweetheart. Really breathe that in. And as you do, I'm going to pass over it to Lydia, who I know has something to share as well. So just keep breathing. There you are.
Thank you.
No, I love you, honey.
Yes. Just focus on your energy, stay centered as you inhale and exhale and close off your right nostril, breathing through the left and inhale. And this will take you into rest and digest. It takes you into the parasympathetic, and anytime you're feeling anxiety, just do 5 cleansing breaths through the left nostril. It's a little neuroscience hack, and it helps us to get centered. And when we're relaxed, we can see, we can breathe, we can move.
And thank you. And we had to put him on mute. And so we're inviting beautiful angel, feel the gift that you have been given. Thank you for that gift. I know we're all feeling it. And how are you feeling, Lydia? Do we have the most amazing audience on the planet?
You do. This is fantastic.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I know. We are so blessed. We really are. So let's go back over to the call lines, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to Cleveland. Hey, namaste, Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome. Hi. I hear your computer, but I don't hear you. Okay, sweetheart. Well, I'm gonna put you on hold and we'll come back to you again in just a moment. And so I really want to dive more into this up-level experience. Like, let me ask you a question. So when did you first wake up to the greater knowing? Like, how did that happen for you?
It was sort of an accident. You know, I was doing some hypnotherapy work. I was training, actually. And someone shared with me a place that they had gone way back in history. I love this headset. Way back in history. And we had to bring them back. And it was when he came back and he started sharing his experience that I realized that this is real. You know, we go forward, we go back, we go up, you know. So just in then doing meditations and diaphragmatic breathing and yoga, I started to just realize that there was more to this than the movement, you know, quote. And what's beautiful about young people now, I have a couple of great young people who work with me. And watching them, they totally understand the combination of spirituality and green energy and being awake, being woke, as they like to say. Wow. And it all comes together in this beautiful fashion called consciousness, you know. And so being a member of the assemblage in New York, I can remember seeing all these young people who initially went out and made their money in tech and in finance and fashion. But now we're coming together collectively yearning for more.
Yeah.
And so that was what was so beautiful about the assemblage. And it'll be great when we can come back in community together and really express and up-level together, you know. And you do that so beautifully with your tremendous following and the ability to connect with people where they are in that moment for real. Mm-hmm. And it's a gift, Kira. So
are we not all right? Well, you know, is that the blessing right now, is that each one of us saying yes to the gift that we are without doubt, right? And I do have to share with all of you that are watching right now, if you have not been to shreeandkira.com in the past couple days, go and read the new article, please. It is an incredible ensoulment from Archangel Raphael that came in on this past Saturday when Raphael literally grabbed me. It is an incredible message about oneness, truth without doubt, and about how to embody that in this moment right now. And so please go read that article. I really encourage you to do that. Also, right there on the homepage is the forgiveness practice packet. Please pick it up for yourself. It is free. It is our gift. Give it to everyone you know. It is the incredible 7x70 practice. And when we give ourselves the gift of further going beyond, of continuing our journey, of not limiting ourselves, that's when the magic really comes forward. And, you know, speaking of magic, Lydia, we have all these beautiful people holding. Can we bring in somebody else?
Please do.
All right. We're going to go. Hey, we're going to go over to Portland, Oregon. I want to know what's going on in Portland. Namaste, Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness. Can you hear me?
Beautiful. Yes. Hi, Angel. We love you.
Oh. Hello, I love you. This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I am so excited. I am feeling the miracles. I'm finally feeling it. I'm so excited today. And I'm shaking. I would love a mini soul reading. Whatever I can bring forward would be so great.
Well, first of all, sweetheart, I want you to feel into the shaking. And I want you to just, yeah, there you are. Just relax. Just breathe. The nervous energy that I'm seeing running through you actually keeps you in a state just under anxiety, like all the time. And so your third chakra right now, as I'm connecting with it, yeah, bring your hand to it. There it is. And here's, I just want you to hear that the message is just, I love you. There's this huge, I mean, this huge, like the word they're giving me is contingent around you. And they just keep saying, look at her, and just keep saying this. I love you. I love you. I love you. And they're saying that it is your moment to bow before that which has brought you to the now, so that you may grab your staff. They called it staff, cane. They had like all these words. Grab your staff, stand up tall, and take my hand, because it is your moment. And all that has been denying you, all that you have feared, all that you have been buried inside of you has been there to assist you to know when this moment would appear. And now they're saying, take both of your hands, third chakra. I have mine there helping you. I'm right there with you. Whew, okay. Your two hands on your third chakra. I love you. I love you. Honey, your body is screaming at you right now. And it's saying, look, we can do this together. We can do this together. And I feel it. I'm tracking it. I see what's going on. I've got it. All right, I've got it. So you are able to create your dreams. You deserve to create them. You are ready to birth them. You do not need to stay in labor. No labor is meant to last forever. You have been laboring, and it is your moment to birth. Yes, baby, you have. You have. It's your birth moment, sweetheart, and we are all here as midwives. You are honoring each of us. Are we each not the divine mother birthing in this moment? Are we each not calling forward the creation of the infinite through us? Are we each not getting together in every second saying yes? Angel, Sarah, claim this miracle right now. Deliver this baby. Birth you. We are here. We will catch you. You're ready. You are not alone.
I am.
You are, and you are more powerful than you're giving yourself credit for. And so it's time to say, you know what? I am a kick-ass, amazing goddess. I have got my staff. I am standing on the hill, and I've got you. And I know Lydia's got you, and we're not letting go.
Gotcha.
We're not letting go.
I feel you.
We are not letting go. Breathe in. Yeah. Sweetheart, Sister Lydia, you want to say anything?
Breathe through your left nostril. Just let it go.
Yeah. And let that belly be soft. Breathe, let it be soft, soft, soft. I am creating as I am the creator. I deserve because I was born, and I am ready. And you are. And Sarah, one last thing I want to share with you, honey. The reason it's been so intense for you is you realize you just did this for all of us. You are that powerful. You are that powerful. And that's why you got through tonight. So I want you to breathe up again. Soft belly, soft, soft, soft belly, soft belly, soft belly. Smile, be the happy Buddha. We love you.
Yes.
Woohoo.
Thank you so much. I love you. I love all of you.
Well, we love you so much, sweetheart. Many blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Bye, sweetheart. Hey, how are you doing? How are you, Lydia? I'm like,
boom. I'm great. It's great. Such wonderful energy. It's amazing.
I know.
I'm loving this.
I pinch myself. It's like, yes, yes, yes. I pinch myself all the time. Yes, I really do. I think I have little bruises because I'm constantly I wake up in the morning, I look outside, I'm like, oh my God, do I really get to live here? You know, and then,
wow,
then
I know.
Right? No, you have to get down here.
I'm coming.
I know you are. And I mean, just let's just make that happen, because what I know, as far as the up level, this is why the temple is being discovered right now. You've got to come touch this energy. I mean, you're talking pure crystalline light. Sri and I found, we're going to have it on Sunday's show coming up at Sri and Kara Live next Sunday. We found evidence of a laser strike that destroyed the temple. That has now been cleared. Yeah. Yeah. We found laser cuts on stones. I mean, I've now got three big pieces that literally you stand at the top piece and you're seeing down to where the first one tumbled and fell. And the next one, we're literally putting pieces of a puzzle together.
Wow. That is amazing.
Right? Including the divination stone that showed the fall of consciousness through seven layers, the traversing back to the rapid escalation of consciousness. And I'm literally reading the stone at where we are right now. And so, right? Freaking crazy. Who'd have thought? And so that's the law of instantaneous manifestation.
Wow.
Right?
That's beautiful. It is. Yes.
It's the moment.
It is beautiful.
And this is the blessing. This is the up level that if we're paying attention and we hold that, I'm going to call it the Michelle Obama, right? Sincerity, love, and presence. If we hold that in our heart, hold what she said in your heart. Because if we can amplify the energy of what she said, imagine the impact it could have. Let's not let it get
phenomenal.
Distraction, right? Let's help that message hold. And so as we each hold that sincerity, that love in our presence, as we each remember that passionate action supports the solution and all activism supports the problem, that we shift from activism to expand into passionate action, which is the active presence of consciousness minus the fear, the anger, and the judgment that feeds that hungry, hungry hippo of density that's just like, oh, yummy, yummy, give me more anger, give me more fear, oh, yummy, yummy, you know, it's so fat right now, it's just like after Thanksgiving, right? It's just like more fear, more anger. And remember that formula just as well. Fear plus anger equals hate. And right now, the masculine energy that has been running this planet for thousands of years is afraid and has moved into the anger stage and has already blended that little goopy together to start showing us the hate. This is why the miracle energy of sincerity, love, and presence is on us. Are you ready to be who you are? Are you ready to stop apologizing for who you are? Are you ready to dress the way you know you're supposed to dress? Are you ready to say what you know is the truth? Or are you still hiding from yourself? Because that's the up-level moment that's here right now. Are you ready to just say, you know, what the hell am I waiting for, right? If not
yes.
now, when? And if not you, who? Go deep with that. Breathe that one in. And you know what? How does the show end so fast? We have like 3 minutes left. So I want to hear everything. How does everybody find you? How can we support you? We want to hear all about you. And tell us about your show. Premieres tomorrow.
Tomorrow at 5 New York, 2 Pacific time. And we're talking about dating and conscious dating specifically, and relationships of all kinds. So partnerships, loverships, marriageships, business partnerships, because it's a relationship.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to get into it. And you can find out more about the date therapy protocol at date therapy.com. If you're looking for power women or to find out more about amazing people, you and Sri have your beautiful picture there also. You go to satorixpr.com. So it's SATORIXPR.com.
And check it out. Go ahead, honey.
Yeah, no, I was just going to say you can always reach me at drtranquilitydrtranquility@gmail.com.
There it is. Boy, I love that. drtranquility@gmail.com. And what an amazing resource. Thank you for offering your kind generosity and availability to this amazing community. Thank you for being with us this evening as a truly amazing co-host and bringing your presence and your energy. I am just from South America to North America. Thank you for bridging that rainbow with us this evening, honey. We love
you
so much. Oh, are you my absolute pleasure. Thank you, my love. Many blessings. And to all of you that have been supporting Soul Mirrors, thank you for being here right now. As you move forward into this up-level experience, if you move over to selfascensionstudios.com right now in about, 30 minutes, you can join the new moon up-level ceremony with Jess Juntinen. Now, you'll want to register, but you're going to get the recording tomorrow because it's too late to be there live, but you'll get the recording and you can connect energetically. So again, Jess Juntinen, who you all know is one of our amazing spiritual champions with the WWA Global Community, selfascensionstudios.com, hosting the new moon ceremony tonight because we're already in that energy. We're already creating. So as you breathe through the next 24 hours, hold your dream, live your dream, try on the best you have ever been. And from my heart to yours, may you always know that you are a master. You would not be here in this incredible moment right now. Not only are you here by choice, you probably kicked somebody out of the line to be here. And so take in the gift of every moment, breathe in vitality, feel the love of all, and remember, you really do make a difference. I love you with all my heart. Thank you for being here. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart, in all ways, know the master you are.